with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will take center stage at the Democratic National Convention tonight. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Many Americans had never heard of Minnesota Governor Walz until Kamala Harris chose him to join her ticket about 2 weeks ago. The campaign has highlighted his background as a teacher and football coach, while Republicans have pointed to his liberal record as governor. He's also faced scrutiny, including questions about embellishing his background. It's another evening of high energy here on the convention floor, ahead of tonight's keynote from Walz, as he introduces himself to the nation and formally accepts the vice presidential nomination. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
As the Democrats continued their festivities in Chicago, former President Donald Trump was campaigning in Asheboro, North Carolina. Trump says the revised job growth numbers released today are a disgrace.
The new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that the administration padded the numbers with an extra, listen to this one, 818,000 jobs that don't exist. So they said they existed, and they never did exist. They built them up so that they could say what a wonderful job they're doing. No, we've never had numbers like this.
Trump spoke from behind bulletproof glass in North Carolina at his first outdoor rally since last month's attempted assassination. The former president is continuing his counter-programming while the Democratic convention continues in Chicago. Meanwhile, rumors are swirling that Robert F. Kennedy will drop out of the presidential contest and throw his support behind Donald Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 55 points, the Nasdaq rose 102. This is SRN News. Something special is coming to the Museum of the Bible.
The Washington, D.C. landmark is teaming up with the Israel Antiquities Authority to display an ancient mosaic that adorned a Christian worship site in Syria. The 1,800-year-old artwork was discovered just 20 years ago by Israeli archaeologists and has never been on display in Washington, D.C. before. Museum spokesman Bobby Duke calls the mosaic, quote, one of the most important archaeological discoveries for understanding the early Christian church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm about anti-proselytizing laws in many countries. ICC says the measures which purport to protect religious freedom are actually a way of legally persecuting Christians. Algeria, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Yemen are just a few of the nations where it is illegal for a person to discuss their faith with a person of a different religion. Most of these laws apply only to Christians. This is SRN News. Stocks finished back in positive territory.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after more big companies delivered solid profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 55 points. It's about 0.1%. And Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Target jumped more than 11% after topping profit expectations for the spring. Macy's fell almost 13% after cutting its forecast for sales this year, due in part to more discriminating shoppers. Treasury yields eased a bit in the bond market. Investors are waiting to see what Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says about interest rates in a speech on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Ford Motor Company is changing its electric vehicle plans and now will focus on making two new electric pickup trucks and a new commercial van. The company says all will cost less, have longer range, and be profitable within a year of reaching showrooms. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.